What's up, world? Welcome back to another episode of the Nothing But Greatness podcast. You already know who it is. It's your host, Neptune Jones, and today I'm joined by DJ Wade Dollar Sign.
You.
And the brother with the blank face, of course, is D-Nail.
And what's up?
How y'all fellas been?
I'm good. Tired, but good.
Working hard?
Yeah, man. I'm good. I was just gonna say,
but hey.
But yeah, I'm good too, man. I'm annoyed. Not right now. I'm not annoyed right now, but yeah, work is annoying, but whatever. That's life.
Yep. I can agree to that.
Yeah. That's life.
I'm an angry black guy, you know.
Big angry black man. Watch out.
Man. And apparently I'm possibly a R. Kelly out here.
Huh?
Yeah, no, crazy, right?
We need context to that. Wait a minute, what the fuck?
Brother. No, okay, not literally, but people, yeah. So, story, without names, anything. So, girl in the class, she was trying to raise money for like Chipotle. So I'm like, bro, you don't have to do that. Here's money, like, go buy your food. Like, I got you. We're cool. No worries. So, later on, the higher-ups will say, came and was like, hey, did you give this student money? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, well, you shouldn't do that because somebody said that you gave them money and it don't look good. I'm like, oh, like, we're just trying to help out. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, but okay. So apparently somebody's been watching me and sending messages like, hey, like, whatever, whatever. I'm like, bro, look, ain't on that crazy stuff. That's not me. I don't do that. These are like my little cousins, literally. Like, yeah, don't. So get all that crazy thoughts out your head. That's not, that ain't on that type of time.
And actually got motherfuckers in the school texting.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, bro, like, I help people, dudes and girls. Like, one dude need a book bag. Yo, I got an extra book bag at the house. Here you go. Hey, can I borrow $2? Yeah, here you go. Like, that's just what I do. So yeah. I gotta get out of there, man. That ain't
Yeah,
I feel that. That's
yeah.
Yeah,
like I'm a helpful person. Like, it doesn't matter. But yeah, like, hey, he gave her money. You should investigate. And it's like, there's nothing to investigate.
Bro, we grew up seeing the R. Kellys in our school. We good on that. Like,
yeah, like I'm cool. Like, that's not for me. I'm good. But yeah, so that's why I'm annoyed.
You can't even help motherfuckers out no more.
Yeah, that's
you really can't.
Kids exactly. Said they wanted something to, a child said they wanted something to eat. I had the funds to help them get something to eat, but now it's looked at differently because I got this kid something to eat.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that would have been an immediate, it's time for me to go.
Oh, yeah. Where I you know the little meme where the cat be typing like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that's what I was doing with applications and stuff.
I feel it.
Sending emails and everything. Like, I ain't dealing with this shit. But yeah, so sorry about that rant. But yeah,
hey,
I
that's what we here for.
I'm not. Yeah, you need to get that out, dog.
Yeah, get that out. Like,
this is a safe space.
And word to everybody, I am not on that type of time. That is not me. I don't like little girls. That is not me. I don't do that. I'm cool on that. The Cougars, yo, what's up? Nah, I'm joking, but yeah. But anything other than that, no. No, y'all wild.
Facts. But the brother I want to hear from is D-Nail, man. Just, that's my guy, man. What's going on, man? Just...
Yeah. Nothing, man. Nothing new, man. Nothing. Oh man. Oh well, you wanted something crazy? Something crazy. So I get the old niggas grace. I know they just want somebody that, listen to them talk. They talk all day to themselves. You feel me? So there's one old nigga. He got the nerve to come up to me and say, "Hey, yo, D, I gotta holler at you real quick, man. Come here." So I go over there. He said, "You know you're my dog, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, I'm about to take your girl to Busch Gardens." I said, "Word?" ain't got no girl. Like, he met one of the waitresses at the job. Ain't no way. You feel me? Right? I was like, "Word?" Yeah, he said, "What you need to try to do is get what's the name to go." I said, "Oh, you trying to like double date?" He's like, "Yeah." So that's one day. I walk off. I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. Old niggas tripping, No harm, no foul." The next day, this nigga come to me. He said, "Hey man, you can have her, dog. She bullshitting."
Not even a whole 24 hours. Jesus.
He said he couldn't do it, bro.
And so I was like, "Word, I feel you." And I walked away. And the more time passed, I was like, "Fuck this nigga, man. He think he just gonna take a bitch and give her back to me. Like, even if it didn't happen." Ain't got juice like that. He ain't even popping to
It's the fact that he wanted to take a chick to
Oh,
Busch
man.
Gardens, though.
Yeah,
Yeah,
all the
it was fun.
way
He
there.
said he's doing it big.
It was wild. It was wild.
I was say, where is Busch Gardens? That's a drive.
Virginia, dog.
That's in Virginia. It's like Williamsburg, Virginia.
Yep.
It was three
Williamsburg.
locations, but like, yeah, come on, cuz.
Yeah, old heads
And
be
the fact
doing too
that
much.
look, and the fact that he tried to invite you along on the bullshit.
After taking my girl.
So he
He
probably
tried,
he
look. Now he tried to play thief and wingman at the same time. He
yeah.
should grab the
Man, he had that plan in mind and was like, "This is gonna work for old girl," and it didn't work. So he was just like, "Nah, you can have
Right.
her."
I'm gonna bring the funny nigga. It's gonna work out in my favor. That's what it was.
But yo,
No, he told me to bring another waitress.
But he knew that you had the jokes. You
Yeah,
was
he
gonna
knew.
create the vibe.
Yeah.
Fuck that nigga, man. Now he got a wife. Now he got a wife.
Hey, that's like that Juicy skit. Y'all seen he worked at the warehouse with his work wife, and then he got
Oh.
bad. Y'all little
Said,
daddy's
you know
clothes.
that's my bitch.
Hey, man. That's how it be for real, too, though.
Oh yeah. You got a whole wife. Oh man. But yeah. Neptune, you good though? I don't know if we asked, we sharing stories and stuff.
I mean, man, I already
What the
spoke
hell?
my heart. I'm here. Allergy season, still kicking my ass. I'm
Oh.
the angry black guy. That's all I'll say. I'm
Keep
negativity.
fighting the fight. Keep fighting the fight, brother.
I miss the negativity, apparently. So it's
Hey, bro.
new to me. New to me.
You negative Nancy.
If
You all
only
right?
you knew. If only you knew.
Hey, look, here's my he this look like he's about to move the boy.
Oh man, oh man.
Not
But
again. Oh man.
to get
Not
into the
again.
first topic, man. J. Cole. He has let us down again. His brother has
Well,
apologized.
I wouldn't say let y'all down. I would just say
it's again. He let Nas down, and now he let us down.
That's it. He just decided that it wasn't for him, bro.
I'm gonna let y'all go first on that, man.
Uh oh, he said. What if, he got a lot to say?
What if Dreamville wasn't popping enough?
Nah, it was.
I got,
bro.
Yeah, I got to bring some flavor.
He apologized. Come on, man. Not only did he apologize and say it was negative energy, and he let the crowd influence him and people influence him, the brother actually took the track off of all streaming services. It's blanked out now.
So why? But that's the thing. Why would he apologize for it but then leave it there?
Oh no, it's gone. You can't play it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but I'm saying, like, why would he apologize for it and say even making the record didn't sit right in the spirit and then leave it for people to consistently remind him that he made a record? Now, people will probably remind him anyway, but like, he can't be reminded by hearing it unless somebody burned.
I mean, you can go on YouTube and find that easily.
Very much so.
It's kind
well, of he's going, he make him up and work for it. You got to work to go do it.
It's hard to listen to J. Cole in the car now because he be talking about, you know, the big three. He, one of the songs, I think it was Crocodile Tears, this brother said, I'm not the three, I'm not the two, I'm the uno. And that's not uno behavior.
It wasn't uno behavior.
He playing uno hey, look, the bro. Game because he took himself out of the race, literally.
Hey, look, bro. So he may have felt it in a moment, and then once he actually did it, he was just like, hey, you don't sit right with me. As a man, you gotta, I mean, a man admitting that something don't sit right with him, you gotta respect.
Stand on business.
He did.
That wasn't standing on business.
He didn't stand on business that everybody else wanted him to stand on. He stood on the business that he wanted to stand on.
He can no longer talk about being on the throne.
Well, okay, you can say that. You can say, all right, I don't want to hear him talk about, you know, anything else that would require him to prove it. That's understandable. But you got like motherfuckers about to stop listening to J. Cole.
I'll stop. I just gonna throw that out there. I can't do it right now. It probably won't be permanent, but I can't do it right
that's
now.
That's what I'm about to say. I'm about to say, yeah, right now, you got a little quarrel with him right now.
I can't do it.
If in a month or two J. Cole decide to drop something else, you're not gonna not go listen to it.
I don't know yet.
I was about to say, might be too soon.
I don't know yet.
I'm not about to put no money in his pocket. No. No.
A month might be too soon.
Oh no, it's because for me on the I guess history side, like I've been rocking with Cole since 09, like back when I was trying to hoop and stuff. That man helped me through my hoop time with the warm-up, Friday Night Lights, all that stuff. So I've been hearing him for over 10 years. Yo, I'm the best, I'm the God, I'm this, I'm that, I'm young Simba, I'm grown Simba, I'm this, I'm that. So everything is kind of humbly braggadocious, we'll say. So when it's time for, all right, let's see if you really, number one, throw it out there. He throws it out there. Okay, cool. Then he takes it back. Dog, like you've been talking like this for over 10 years and now you get the chance to really show and you like, nah, I'm cool. Nick, nah, I'm cool now. Like, it's tough, man. It's tough. Just for me, yes, like, it's tough.
But if you think of it this tough. Way, like, it's like, why do I have to battle against, and this is from a rap game perspective, right? Why do I have to battle against somebody I really consider a close friend just to prove that I'm number one?
That's the game.
That's
what it is.
That's the game.
So, yeah. But okay,
if you call it a sport.
Okay, so think of it as a from a boxing perspective. You got people that are not going to ever fight each other, but will say that they're the best.
Somebody's scared then.
I mean, I wouldn't say somebody's scared.
Things may not line up. That friendship and respect, and also like boxing, you trying to like beat somebody upside the head, so that you know may be slightly different. But I get what you're saying.
Wordplay is beating somebody up beside that. You going at somebody?
Hey,
when you battling? I mean, that's the game, though. I mean,
but what is it? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt, or something like that.
Okay, so I got a question. Lil Wayne has said he's the best all the time.
Okay.
So why doesn't anybody have to go at Wayne to be considered the best? Hov never went at Wayne. Hov said he's the best.
Wayne.
But he's been on
them two tracks together. I know they was competing.
Yeah. And we've seen.
That's different. Like Black Friday, Kendrick and Cole were competing. They weren't going at each other.
So, but we have seen J&A. So I would say if the challenge is given, then you have to take the challenge if you want to be the best. So since Kendrick was like, hey, I'm Big Me, it's not you or Drake. Okay, let's get it.
But you gotta think, that's the thing. You were talking about Jay. That was a actual beef. Him and Nas didn't like each other.
Yeah, that's fair.
So with Cole is saying, like, he can go to a sense like, hey, we can go bar for bar, but it doesn't mean we have to go at each other. This is just my take on it.
You can't throw a shot and say.
But he didn't really throw a shot, though.
I mean, look, he kind of did when he was doing that 7-minute drill. He was just like, he was saying that the albums were whack.
Yeah, yeah.
They said they were sleepers. No, and then he said he's out of his prime. Cole said he's just now hitting his prime. That's not activity.
But that's what I'm saying. Cole threw a shot at something that Kendrick's wasn't really a shot. He just said ain't no big three, it's Big Me.
He's Kendrick taking a couple more so other has shots, a, though.
But those were at Drake. They weren't really at Cole.
He called them niggas Melly Mel. He said, I'll diss Melly Mel if I have to, and then proceeded to diss them. You don't want to be Melly Mel. Two light-skinned niggas, that's what he called them. He called them Melly Mel.
I think that was more so about Drake than it was, because who mentioned it was J. Cole that mentioned, who was mentioning the big three first originally?
Cole
was mentioning the big three originally, yes.
Niggas clicking up. Only people clicked up on first person shooter was Drake and J. Cole. It was that was them.
So think about that. If you do a song with somebody I don't like, I'm gonna feel the type of way. So yeah, he was probably giving them a little,
just a little jab.
Nigga, you did a song with a nigga I didn't like, right? It's one of those things where, like, I understand where Cole coming from. He was just like, that shit just didn't sit right with me. The fact that I was going at this man for a joke, essentially.
That's not North Carolina behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad at that, but like call that man and be like, yo, like.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. People are mad that he did it at that big event and like made it so public. Like instead of just calling them in private and doing it that way. That's something that's what a lot of people are upset about. But Zay, I want to hear that this ain't no North Carolina shit, because Central booed that man when he came before, so I want his shit.
I wouldn't.
It's a surprise he still rep North Carolina, because that's some whole shit right there.
Hey, I understand that. I understand that wholeheartedly. I didn't boo that man. I wasn't even there. So
what you got to say is he got to handle him like the baby. Is that North Carolina shit?
I'm just saying. and I mean this whole matter of fact.
Hey, we don't want no shooting.
I can stand on business. When we did collabs with other podcasts, I said if it came to friendly competition, we could lay it on the line, episode for episode.
But that's the thing. We don't, if it, that's friendly competition, we don't have to try to, you know, discredit their pod, their careers. We don't have to do that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, Cole is like, yeah, we can go, we can rap and see who's the best in regards to us doing our own material. But for you to say that, all right, I'm going to listen to your music because I want to hear what you say back to Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a different way of wanting to prove that they're better.
I feel you. So, but for me, I'm all for the juicy stuff. Unless it go too far, like you bringing up like dead homies or something, then no. But like, if we talk about stats and episodes and reach, we can throw that in there. You know what I'm saying?
And there's nothing wrong with friendly competition. I think that's what a lot of us are looking at that. Because like I said, I never really truly believed there was beef. They never said anything personal about each other. It was like little jokes. Yeah, your career did and stuff like that. But I feel like for Cole, it was like his of course he talks about, yeah, I'm the best type of shit, but I don't think his career has ever been, I'm going to diss these people to prove I'm better.
So what's their way of competition would be like, hey, we just freestyle over the same beat.
Exactly. Like Black Friday, like I said, Black Friday was a hell of a competition. They freestyled on each other's beats.
Each other's, yeah.
And you had people for the longest time talking about shit. I don't know. Cole verse might have been better. I don't know. Kendrick verse got, like, that's where you can kind of have a competition. I guess it was just the jabs and the comparing careers that Cole didn't really like. So, I mean, you know.
But wasn't False Prophets a jab at Kanye? Wasn't that the same behavior?
That sounded
good. Right. Was it? Was it?
That's the one he was on the bus, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's righteous. It's righteous when J. Cole do it, though. You know, he wear the HBCU jersey. You know, he just talking to niggas. You know, it's different when J. Cole do it.
And then
it
to bring up False Prophets, now Kanye has entered the chat. Kanye deleted all his pictures on IG social media just to meme J. Cole. And then put out a diss track against him.
Huh. Yeah, that's, Kanye was on the remix of
Like That.
Like That.
Oh yeah.
Like, come on, man. It's
oh, by the way, I did hear J. Cole got a verse on Future's that they're part two of the album.
He did. He definitely had a verse.
No.
So we about to get Def Jam. We about to get another Def Jam game.
If they could pay people fairly.
That's what I hope comes out of this shit. Let's get another Def Jam. Oh, yeah. No, I don't mean like Def Jam icon. I need Def Jam Fight for New York. That Def Jam icon shit was trash.
Yeah, you got J. Cole fighting like Eddie from Tekken.
Nah, he need that E-40 fighting style. That nigga E-40 was ridiculous.
Who would be the new Fat Joe of the game?
I'm about to say shout out to Fat Joe.
Joey the Crack. Mexican OT.
Right, Wade.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he can move, bro.
Nah.
I don't know. I like Mexican OT, but Ride Wave make more sense. He jumping off second story buildings on stage.
Boy, he's taking them falls, bro.
I was about to say, with these new rappers, this might turn into, this should be like a DLC on a WWE. Travis Scott jumping.
I can see me
he jumping off the roof.
Competitively, if they came out with a new Def Jam, I'd go to some tournaments playing that.
Def Jam's a shit, bro. I can't wait till they. Nah, let me not say that.
But you got some insider information.
Nah. I just wanna keep quiet at the moment. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say nothing.
But to continue the topics of diss and replying, we also got Drake's response. There you go. And
oh yeah,
drop and give me 50.
Oh, before you do that, my bad. What's Drake saying? Aubrey Graham.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, 2 weeks ago, I said I ain't want to hear nothing from you. And, you know, he was talking crazy. Yo, my bad. I'm sorry, bro. Hey, my bad. I'm sorry.
Anita Maxwell.
When I'm wrong, Anita, I apologize. Well, my man may say they count on me to tell the truth. So, hey, my bad. I'm sorry. And yeah.
And he did what there he needed go. To do.
Yeah. Thanks for doing what you're supposed to do. Good work.
And even he brought up Cole. He said, I ain't Cole. We gonna throw these shots.
Yeah, he did.
Like,
yeah, I'm interested to see how this is gonna go because, you know, at the end of the day, man, as long as there's no, like you said, as long as there's no nobody getting hurt, there's just going bars, then it is what it is at that point.
Yeah. How y'all feel about the record, though?
I enjoy it.
I'm glad.
It ain't better than back to back.
Nah, back to back was something different.
Well, you got to think especially about it. It was levels to back to back. Back to back was the second song.
No. Yeah. It wasn't even the fact that it was levels. It was the fact that he knew Nicki personally, so he could really he could really use Nicki against this nigga. Like,
this is true.
Like, bruh. That nigga said, is that a world tour or your girl's tour? Like, bruh, come on now.
Great question. Drop and
give me 50. It was just hard enough though. It kind of reminded me of if you're reading this, it's too late type of Drake.
Yeah.
Hard enough is crazy.
Yeah. The thing that I that's gonna kill me about these beefs now is the fact that you know what I'm saying, like this whole AI trying to verify if shit's real. Yeah. That shit's making me mad because, you know, like, I think the part that, you know, concerns me about it is just the simple fact that, like, if that shit fire and it is AI, I'm all gonna go in the studio and record that shit and be like, yeah, this is my shit.
Bad.
You know what I'm saying?
Until the person who made the AI comes out and say, this is how I recorded it.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, you can't beat Microsoft in court.
But you got to think, motherfuckers get paid off, bro.
That's true.
Motherfuckers get paid off.
Yeah, too much money involved.
Yeah, bro, niggas get paid off all the time. Like, you telling me if Drake told you, yeah, bro, I'm going to pay you some bread just to say it? Yeah.
How much are we talking?
Yeah. Sign this NDA?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Give me like 500,000. I'm good. Ain't gonna be greedy.
And that thing about this, that 500,000 compared to what he'll probably get from like the record itself and stuff like that, it's probably chump change.
Yeah, that's gonna be a tip.
And because it's Drake.
Pause like, if necessary. It I got it. I call it pause if necessary. No Diddy.
But like if it was somebody else, it'd be different. But like because it's Drake, like yeah, like you know. So I just need from now on, I need people to leak their own stuff. Like don't send it to everybody, leak your own shit. Put it out. Just put it out.
That's facts. Cause now we sitting here waiting on a Kendrick diss. Because someone created an AI Kendrick reply and it was fire, and it was confirmed to be AI.
Yeah, the dude made it. He did a whole video like, "This is how I did it."
Yeah, so good. I don't need Kendrick taking credit for nothing he ain't do. Because you lose immediately. That. No, I don't think Kendrick would. But I'm just saying, like, you lose anybody that does, you lose immediately. That's game over.
Yeah,
you completely lost. But nah, the Drake joint was that joint was fire.
Yeah, good record What about Rick Ross? You know, he entered the chat too.
Yeah, I like Rick Ross.
I'll let y'all tell me about that. Only thing I've been, only thing I've seen is memes. Y'all know I'm a Rick Ross.
He called him a white boy. I was just like, all
right. He did. The picture on the cover is like a white Drake.
Right. And then he said he got a nose job, but Drake's response to that was hilarious. Like he texted his mom.
Now, did y'all see the jump that Rick Ross was talking about though? He said, if you got more money than me, which you claim you do, why when your boy house went up for foreclosure 5 years ago, you ain't buy him no new house.
Devious work.
Hey, Lil Duval would have said you can't stop God's plan for people. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know. something to the effect of that, you know. It's not God's will. That's what you get Lil Duval say. It's not God's will. It's not God's will.
All right, so I got a question for you.
Quick, stop. Well, go ahead.
All right, so it's back to back question. I got you. So you got $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Your homeboy house is foreclosing. He need $499,000.
Can't do it, chief.
But see that question can't even apply to this.
I said if you had it though, you let your homie house foreclose.
But that's not having it, though.
Yeah, but I say that's not having it. Like you're literally talking Drake here. Now, mind you, if he's richer than Rick Ross, think about what Rick Ross has. There's people that they do whole live movies at his fucking estate. Like Rick Ross is rich.
That's true.
So if Drake has more money than him, a foreclosure ain't about to cost Drake shit.
But are you dropping that money for your homie though to save his home?
If I got it, yes.
You only got $500,000. That's it.
But we not talking like you can't put answer, that no, same.
I don't care. I don't answer the question.
That is a no because it like you don't have it.
Oh, I know. I was gonna say no too. I just wanted to hear your answer.
Oh man,
that's like that damn post where it's just like, yeah, your ex in jail and you got 500. They need $499 to bail you out. To bail
First of all, if it's a yo ex anything, it's gonna be an automatic no.
Yeah, they be like, your mom need a left eyeball. It costs $400,000.
Like
you got $400,000 and a penny. Are you gonna buy it? Like she can see. No, I'm playing.
1738.
She can still see.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Fetty Wap in the building. Straight.
Oh, shit.
You got
an eye patch. Hey, you got an eye patch to match every outfit, bro. We good. Yeah. All patterns.
What was your question, Wade?
Hey, did y'all see Lil Duval? When you said Lil Duval, I thought about it. He, the TMZ. TMZ was asking him about JT and... Young Miami, and he started singing God is on my side.
He was like, blow up.
It was like Duval, he was singing God is on my side.
He was singing strong, too. It wasn't even the song.
It was.
That man, wow.
That joke is crazy.
Best way to get somebody to leave you alone is singing gospel.
The Rick Ross diss was that was like, that reminded me of like high school Rick Ross though. That reminded me of Maybach Music one, two.
So you said everybody getting back in their bag.
That's what it's looking like. For the wrong reasons though. But I'll accept it.
He said, but I'll accept
it. Yeah, by any means necessary.
Long as y'all producing that heat, I'm okay with it.
Facts.
My favorite dish so far was the ASAP Rocky one, though.
That wasn't my
He brought that motherfucker out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Fact.
I will say my favorite one from Drake was the best line out of the whole, shut up and make some drums, nigga.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
The fact that Metro Boomin was in Drumline, which is crazy.
I don't like that.
Bro.
Hey, I told some of the kids was talking about the other day, and they was like, "Yeah, that was the best line." I'm like, "Why y'all talking about me, bro? Like, I thought we was cool." Like, "Oh yeah, I've got you playing drums." I'm like, "Yeah, like don't say that. I'm
Yeah,
offended."
bro. Nah, bro.
The best, bro.
I'm offended.
I said, "I'm offended."
Like, I don't know. I think gun violence would have to come out if he ever said that to me, because every time I make beats from here on out, I'm gonna hear that line.
Yeah, I think a lot of this shit is just samples. You ain't
This is
doing too much
real.
of the leg work.
But you gotta sample the right part though, you know?
All the leg work is done.
It's and then you gotta put different drums on it, like Drake said.
Shut up, make some drums.
Imagine a nigga telling us now, shut up
Yeah.
and make a podcast, nigga. Like, come on, man.
Bro.
We're gonna have to make an album
They gotta do the
instead.
opposite.
Morse
We
code.
about to we about to we about to be yeah, this bitch sound like the Wild'n Out crew, bro. No. No. That shit is not gonna sell.
They gonna hear it though. The people, they gonna hear it. They gonna hear it.
That.
Bro, I mean, I will never forget that shit when Nick Cannon got the Wild'n Out crew to help him diss Eminem. That shit was hilarious. I said, bro,
Dang.
first of all, you got a bunch of battle rappers on a song. This does not sound right.
Yeah, this
Does not sound right.
man.
I mean, that was honestly his best bet, though. That was.
I mean, you know,
So
he said, "Shit, I gotta do
random,
something."
yeah,
so
he can't rap.
random music question. Would y'all rather win a number one battle rap and you get like, I don't know, $500,000 grand prize, or make a number one album, but the rest of your albums flop?
Number one album.
Number one
You
album.
said win a battle, win a battle rap like tournament and it's 500K.
Yeah, so you like the you beat like Tay Rock and Moog and all them, or you make a number one album like Roddy Ricch. So you'd be Roddy Ricch, or you like the number one battle rapper. Who you taking?
Rather be Roddy Ricch.
That's facts.
Yeah,
That's
because
that's it in the music.
the bet yeah, because the battle rap is that's just a one-time thing. You can get paid on an album forever.
And the thing he said, the first album is a classic. Classics
Yeah.
gets played for years.
Yeah.
So
That's what I'm saying. You can make,
Might make a couple movies.
Yeah.
you know.
But you can keep battling because you up there, so like
He didn't say that.
everybody.
He didn't say that. You said
No, so no, I'm saying once you win, like stuff is gonna happen, or you make that one album and
but you
then
can only
stuff
go
kind of
so far
flops.
with battle rapping, though. Look at some of the battle rappers we got today. You know, they winning, they spitting that hot fire, and that's it.
Go to Wildin' Out, get
Yeah,
paid there.
yeah.
I spit hot fire.
I ain't not a real hip hop purist anyway, so let me get the paper.
Facts.
Die line, die line, die line, die line.
You probably go to the battle rapper route, wouldn't you?
Who?
Now, I feel like the album, it'll be less work in the long run.
Bro, you can make one
But
album and not make no more.
then if I'm trying to stay relevant, like if I'm just making album and it flop, and I become lame, like that'll be kind of tough.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, just make
Didn't
that
say how many
one and let that be
albums you
it.
had to make.
So you make that one, it's like, oh man, this it, but you're still trying to stay relevant for like the
Oh
next
yeah.
like
If I
five
made that second
years.
album and it's a guaranteed flop, that's it for me. I'm gonna just let that first classic album rock.
First of
I
all,
mean,
call me.
50 Cent kind of did that.
First of all, call me Lauryn Hill.
Good.
The
Good
about
point.
to drop I'm about to drop that album. That's it.
Yeah, miseducation, man. We out.
You
We
throw a
out.
good holiday song in there or season song, that's it. That's all you need.
I wonder what Chris Brown gonna drop for Christmas this year.
Please.
125 tracks.
Please.
About Santa Claus and Jesus.
Santa Claus and Jesus.
Man, no. I'm not about to do this again with y'all. Not after last episode.
He gonna throw, hey, bro. You see what happened to us?
Hey, man. Praise God with some titties in your face, bro. You'd be all right. Like, dog. Come on now.
Come on now. If you can't get over your flesh and not have some titties around, you know, if you can't magnify the Lord for some titties.
Yeah, like reevaluate your Christianity.
Come on now. It says praise him in all things.
Every day we come closer to that Rico that was predicted in episode 4.
It's true though. It's true. I don't like people like, oh my God, you're playing with my God. No, I'm not. Like, I made a joke. Ha ha, he hee. Like, laugh.
Yeah, I thought about that because I was just I thought about King of the Hill where they were drinking in the bar praising God. You got all these shows talking about it.
Yeah. Like, laugh a little bit.
Now they seen a crackhead on the street, high as hell, singing gospel music. And they say, ain't that the Lord? Ain't that the Lord?
You're right.
DJ, take us into the third and last topic, bro.
He's an angel. Angels come in all forms.
Pick anything, bro. Pick anything.
He's an angel.
I don't even know what to say right now, bro.
He's an angel. Yeah.
He's an angel.
Bro.
No, he high out of his mind.
The first thing that comes to mind. Go ahead.
Y'all niggas need Jesus.
They do.
Hey, I'm cool with him, man. Big Sandals, my guy. I'll talk to him every day. My boy. Well, my man. I don't know how to refer to him or her.
He said Big Sandals.
But yeah, playoff time, man. Who y'all got winning? Who y'all think God want to win? Like, I don't know.
bro, I got
the Nuggets.
Oh my gosh. All right. What's like a YouTube video or like a video that's like old as shit, but you always just find yourself going back to like watch it?
Keeping Your Refrigerator Full Will Get You Lots of Ladies by Shy City 03.
Oh, 03? Damn.
No, that's his username.
Oh,
it's like some,
oh,
it's like say, some 2000. Shit. It's like was some YouTube 08 Allen type 03? Shit, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. That's all. I was like, what the fuck you buy this video?
It's just a homemade video. Mine.
Well, yeah.
The greatest YouTube video of all time.
Man.
He said, hit that little nigga with a freeze pop.
Well, yeah.
What? Dang, that's a good question.
Man, any of the Dipset movies, Dipset the movie, Feel No BP.
Mm-hmm.
I got the 2 for $5 purple tops. Oh, 2 for $5 purple tops. What you need?
Man, I didn't know they had Dipset movies, and
bro, they hilarious. It's like that... they got about 20 of them, and all of them end the same way. Man, Freaky Ziggy go to jail. You're going to jail.
This ain't mine, but I got a classic. I got a classic for y'all. Tell me y'all randomly. Sometime since it came out, just randomly catch yourself going, shout the shouty.
Yeah, that's still alive to this day.
Literally. Yeah, they're still out here.
It's still, they call it. It's still.
They got a new word for it now.
What's the word?
What's the new
one? No. God.
Respect, The spectrum is the spectrum now.
Viewers, I want y'all to comment, y'all, like, just your video. Bro, that you
is it re- never mind. I ain't even going. Does what? It start with an R, bro? Like, is it?
A, I
is
said, it, no, it's the spectrum. It's called the spectrum. I wasn't, yeah, y'all worse than me. It's the,
what is going on with y'all these past couple of episodes?
They call it just the say spectrum.
It. Just say it, bro. Like,
no, it's the spectrum. Confused.
We laid into the episode.
Hey, Warner, it's the spectrum.
Zay. Zay, I got one for you, Zay. I don't know what these.
Yo, right now. Is Tom Warner the R word, bro?
Go ahead, DJ.
Slow as hell.
He said, that's why your girl tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh man.
Classic. Man. Oh my goodness. That boy. Boy.
Man.
That was a good one.
Now, so videos I go back and watch, even though they're all not up there, I really wish they were, was damn Kane Carter Hot Damn I Rock videos. Bro, them.
Oh yeah,
he took him down.
Somebody took it. Somebody hacked his page, his original page.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Hey,
because he stopped doing those videos, but they were still
yeah,
up.
He enlightened now. They can cancel. There was
a lot of shit that happened that caused him to do that. I watched it, but that video is sad as fuck, bro.
Yeah, I watched it too. Yeah.
The videos that he made after that shit were sad as fuck. But like, yeah, he kept the videos up, but somebody hacked that page and they got taken down.
Bro, that was the agenda, dog. That's probably why the you know, them kids D Wade be working with, they all sissified and they ain't got no Hot Damn I Rock.
Cause you get canceled stuff nowadays. That's why.
Yeah. This is fair.
They ain't got no internet big cousin.
Yeah, can't even say retarded now, bro. That shit crazy.
They got Kai Cenat. He out here dancing and shit.
So, quick question on that topic. Real, 2 seconds. How did he get popular? Like, I just saw his name, and then like everybody just like, yeah, Kai Cenat. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Well, just a little bit of a backstory. He's a part of a YouTube like a content creating group. So what they started doing was it's a group of YouTubers, they all bought a house together in Georgia, in ATL, I believe. And they all create content out of the same house.
Mm-hmm.
So like you start gaining followers and fans from your homeboys platform and they start doing the same with yours. So Kai is a Twitch streamer. And then as he began to get more popular, he started just like streaming live, like video. I don't even think he games really anymore. I think he just literally sits there and just stream. But he'd be having so many, like, and then he's at this point where he's so big, he'd be having so many celebrity guests and all that shit just come through because he's so popular. Yeah. And he's young. So he, you know, all the kids nowadays, he, you know, he connects with them. So, hey, I mean, I think he, if I'm not mistaken, he's the youngest one of the group.
So, I believe
for him to go, he's doing his thing for real. I got it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Knock him. Yeah, shout out but to Costa Knot. I just ain't really know where he came from.
What I will say that's really cool about it, though, is the group is called AMP.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot of collabs with RDC World, which is one of the groups that I really like.
Yeah.
So instead of it being like a major competition between the groups, they do a lot of content together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like they've put on like basketball celebrity games and football games, and like they had a football flag game that had like Michael Vick and RG3 as the quarterbacks. He's trying to do the thumbs up.
Yeah.
So like I feel like it's real dope. I feel like it was real dope that they do like collaborative work, you know what I'm saying, instead of it being like a big competition. Cause Shit, there's money to be made out here for everybody. If you get some of my subs, I get some of your subs. We're not losing subs. We both gaining.
Both got them. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The more content we do together, the more people gonna watch it than watch both. You know what I'm saying? So
I will say to that fact, you have to know who you're working with.
Yeah.
And it's like taking a risk, like really trying to get to know people, because each of y'all have seen me try to start something collaborating, whether it was in college or in High Point and stuff, and niggas just don't know how to work together.
Yeah. And I think that makes sense, because you gotta think everybody gotta be mature about the situation.
What you gonna say, D-Dale?
And the saddest shit ever was that the McLean boys couldn't stick together, dog. We had a full live schism freshman year, y'all. Bro, it started off where we had a mobile booth. Niggas was going. This is gonna sound crazy. Major pause. Niggas was going in each other's closets, recording songs and shit. It was you know, niggas playing 2K. It was a beautiful thing. And then something happened. And yeah, niggas had to pick sides. Because it was like two real good rappers, and then, you know, man,
it was 2.8. I was the 0.8. I was there.
No, we was in a different category. We was making skits and stuff.
I was on a freestyle.
Bro, you come on, Ken.
I had the second best verse on that song.
What song?
The freestyle. The basement freestyle.
I was absent that day. I don't remember the basement freestyle. I ain't get on there.
I don't know where you was at. That's crazy.
Band practice. Bullshit.
It couldn't have been band practice because it was second semester.
Nah, concert band practice.
Mm. That's crazy.
They own you, nigga.
Hey, whoa. Facts.
Facts. Whoa. But you're right, bro. It was like a content creator hallway, bro. Like, it was just too much cock blocking going on. That's what it was.
It was like cock blocking.
Niggas couldn't be happy for nobody.
You gotta think. McLean is like 17, 18 year olds. Like,
oh man, it was a great time.
We were freshmen.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, something.
It was a great time, man. Free drinks, baddies, just hating niggas.
No, but I'm talking about, man, niggas started beefing, and we just, it just never became what it was supposed to become. And we have meetings and shit. We was about to do something. We was starting to have meetings.
Cookouts. Bro, niggas cook hot dogs and stuff illegally.
That's usually when it started going bad. Once you started doing meetings and stuff, it's like
our McLean boys is tight, but we were on the third floor, so maybe it was the basement aspect that got to y'all. I don't know. We were on the third
floor. It was so much freedom down there.
Niggas used to go out in the hallway at like 2 o'clock in the morning and just stay in the middle of the hallway and chop it up. Like,
sounds
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we had some nights like that.
Yeah, so we never had any issues on third floor.
Lucky you.
Try to chop it up one time when me and my LB got back from a night of fun. And then the next night, we was all gonna, like, chilling stuff in the hallway. Woke up the next morning, was like, yeah, such and such, she got raped in the dorm by like 5-6 dudes. Like, wait, what?
Okay. Nah.
She did it. She didn't. She got drunk and they like had fun with it. It wasn't.
Hey.
We was like, you know what? We're not gonna chill in the hall. Like, we just gonna leave everyone. It's not happening.
Absolutely not.
You know, black people.
We ain't gonna talk about it.
Closing statements. I don't know where to go with that.
Well, true story, bro.
I mean, I get it, but
true story.
We got back here today, and y'all up here.
Like, niggas start to open up. Now you trying to shut us down, man. It's
I
crazy,
am,
bro.
I
completely.
Am.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
Got back to the show, went to the room, woke up, got the news, like, wait, yo, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
So yeah, we ain't chilling in the hallway and no, we can do that. Stay away from trouble.
I don't even think, never mind.
I ain't gonna lie, the worst that we've ever had it, that was never our fault, was going to a Super Bowl party and the chick that we knew that was there was drinking. The Panthers lost. And she went back to campus and tried to kill herself. Crazy Damn. Shit ever.
Because the Panthers lost?
I don't know. I do not know.
Yeah, I don't know where I was when this happened.
You were there. You were there.
I don't remember this shit.
You were there.
I don't remember this shit.
Bro.
My memory must be bad.
Hey, you sound like the YSL witness. I don't remember nothing.
Craziest yeah, sure, thing though. Ever. Because the thing is, we all left. They left before we did. Because the Panthers were losing. Because we were staying in Chile at the time. By the time we got back to the dorm building, they were calling 911 trying to take her to the hospital.
So she took like some pills or something?
Yeah, she just took a whole bunch of pills. Don't even, bro, just.
I'm thinking I know who you're talking about.
Cross Eyes. Come on, man. It ain't that hard.
I know who Cross Eyes is. I just don't remember her attempting this.
Yeah, it happened. It was right after the Panthers lost the Super Bowl. Craziest time, dog. That
trigger warning for anybody.
Yeah, trigger. Just, yeah. All I know is I said we can't hang out no more.
How the fuck we get from
I don't know.
If that was the case, the Panthers lost and she decided to try to do that, they owe her like season tickets forever.
Yeah, we got a shot. Hey, Cam Newton.
That's a diehard fan. Oh, she, never mind.
Cam Newton, you know what you did, my boy.
All right.
We need to, nope. Cut it off.
All right.
He hesitated. You know what I mean? You see what can happen.
I don't even think D-Nell caught it.
I didn't mean it like that. I honestly didn't, bro.
Y'all have been on the road these past couple episodes. I don't know.
Bro, I'm stressed out. That's why. I'm sorry.
What's your closing statements, man?
You know what I want to say so bad?
It's a safe space. Go ahead, apparently. Go say whatever.
Happy New Year.
It's April. Is it just the Lunar New Year? Chinese New Year?
Yeah, there's something going on.
I'm not even going to say what I regularly say for closing statements. Everything that was said in this episode or every episode is all for entertainment purposes. Please don't take anything seriously. It is.
Please don't cancel us. Please.
Entertainment purposes.
I'm halfway canceled for my strip club joke last week, so
unscripted humor.
Hey, whatever, bro. Hey, we could. But shout out to my cousin. He said he stopped drinking and then gave me like all of his liquor. So
party at your crib.
I have a lot of wine and liquor at the house.
Bet. Say less.
Now I don't know how it's gonna be in June. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
DJ?
Lord help us.
Amen.